So you know how sometimes when you're in the car with your sweet, precious angel kiddos and they're making you nuts and they want to either fight with each other or tell on each other for ridiculous non-problems, or they want to listen to music that makes your ears bleed? I just found out about a new podcast that's going to solve this for us, and I had to share it because I'm super pumped. Let me read to you a little bit about this podcast. It says, "What's it like to be a famous person before you're famous? What's it like to walk in the shoes of another person? Each episode of Imagined Life takes you on an immersive journey into the life of a world-famous person. It'll be someone you may think you know or even admire, or maybe just the opposite. Dun, dun, dun! You'll get clues to your identity along the way, but only in the final moments will you find out who you really are. So sit back, let go, and imagine your life." Does that not sound so fun? The whole family is going to be involved trying to figure out who it is. Y'all are going to be learning while you listen. There will be far less tattletaling in your future if you listen to this show. Subscribe today at wondery.fm/struggle. That's wondery.fm/struggle. And if you're not convinced yet, let me play a clip for you.
Imagine. It's the mid-80s and you're graduating from college. It's a sunny day. The first in a while. The rolling lawns of your university seem greener than normal. Maybe it's because your parents are here and you're seeing everything through their eyes. They're so proud of you. Girls are all in form-fitting black cocktail dresses. The guys in dark suits and skinny ties with trendy asymmetrical haircuts. A classmate asks you to take a photo of him and some friends before the ceremony.
"Get together, you guys. How do we look?"
Like a poor man's Duran Duran. You can make jokes because you're not nervous. It's almost as if this whole day is happening to someone else. You should be on the top of the world. After years of committed study, a 3,000-word dissertation in French, a semester abroad in Paris, and lots of tests that you aced without having to study too much, you're graduating. But something just feels off. Underwhelming. False. Like your heart's not in it.
Thomas Johnson, Amanda Jones, Colin Jones.
When you hear your name, you rise from your seat and cross the stage. As you take your diploma from the dean's outstretched hand, you spot your parents in the crowd, beaming from ear to ear, applauding so wildly it looks like their hands might fall off. You've never seen them happier, at least not in the year since your mom got sick. It's surreal to see your mother in a wheelchair. She was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when you were 15. That's when your entire world turned upside down. The ceremony ends. You go to your parents, they hug you, congratulate you. You ask one of the Duran Duran lookalikes from earlier to snap a family photo. You make sure to get a shot with each parent holding the diploma. Which is fitting because this is a moment they've been looking forward to all their lives. Your college graduation is their dream come true. But it's not yours. You have a dream that's yours, but it's buried deep inside. So deep that you've barely acknowledged it to yourself, let alone said it out loud. It will take you many years of failure, abuse, poverty, and loss before you start to realize who you were meant to be. Want to know who you are? Here are three clues. You're a woman, you will go on public assistance, and you have no idea that your own daydreams will one day inspire a generation of dreamers. To hear the rest of this episode and find out who you are, subscribe to Imagined Life on Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to this, or find a link in the episode notes.
Okay, guys, if that is not interesting to you, I don't know what will be. Also, I would like full credit for being the one to introduce you to your second favorite podcast, Imagined Life. So again, go to wondery.fm/struggle and subscribe to that today. Or you can click the link on the show notes of this episode and subscribe that way. You're going to love it. Okay, see you Monday.